Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Gems Podcast, featuring rare, unique radio programs from radio's golden past. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the United States of America, the Victory Parade.
My name's Barrymore. That's not important. I just think people like to know who they're listening to and what they're listening to. Well, this is the second in the United States government Victory Parade. This one stars that fine, versatile young comedian, Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, Truman Bradley, and the entire cast of Red Skelton's regular Tuesday evening company. What's he doing here? Well, every Sunday evening at this time, Uncle Sam's Victory Parade brings you one of the leading programs on the NBC network. Programs you've listened to all year. All your favorites have volunteered to give one extra performance for this series. It's a sort of bonus. Now, a bonus is something you enjoy. So join me and we'll both enjoy for Uncle Sam, for the Victory Parade, and the Red Skelton Show.
And his orchestra playing Happy in Love. The Victor Parade presents now our star for this evening, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Truman, how do you feel?
Huh? Oh, great, Red, just great. I don't think I was ever in better voice.
Well, that's too bad, because tonight there's no commercials.
You mean I can't tell the people about...
Not tonight.
Red, not even...
Nope.
Gosh, I'll be running around here like a chicken with his head cut off.
You know, you mean like an announcer with his commercials cut off.
Well, Red, if that's the case, there's no use in my hanging around, I guess.
No, you look like a totem pole after the termites have checked out. Gosh, you know, I'm sort of excited, though. Here we are in the same studio in the same time as Jack Benny used to have.
Yes, sir, Red. Yeah. You're right here in Jack Benny's studio and in Jack Benny's shoes.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't die with his boots on. You think Fred Allen will review our show tonight?
Yeah, Red. And here I am, right where Don Wilson stands every Sunday night.
Yeah.
Say, tell me, Red, do I resemble Don Wilson?
Well, you would if you had a much bigger chest.
Much bigger chest?
Yeah, then you stood on your head.
I was upside down once.
You were, Ozzy?
Yes, but I gave it up. You see, too many people were calling me Beat Puss.
Hello, Harriet.
Well, where's Jack Benny?
Oh, he's not here, Harriet. We're just taking over his time tonight.
Oh, gosh, and I got all dressed up, too.
Well, I'm here.
Oh, gosh, and I got all dressed up, too.
Good evening, Mrs. Skelton.
Well, Wonderful Smith. What's the matter, Wonderful? You look a little worried tonight.
Yes, sir, I am. I stole Uncle Jim's gal.
No kidding.
And Uncle Jim says if he catches me, he's going to whittle me down.
Well, why don't you tell him to stay away from your girl?
Well, we don't do that very often in the razor set.
Say, tell me, is your girl a nice girl?
Yes, sir, she is. She's an orphan.
An orphan?
Yes, sir. Her folks was trampled to death by a runaway Lekonga line.
You think you'll marry the girl?
Yes, sir, I think I will.
When?
Right after she goes through escrow.
Our song tonight is all about two folks who live next door. His salary gets less and less, and she spends more and more. The husband is, I must confess, a most unhappy gent. He may not be completely broke, but he sure is badly bent.
Joke.
She greets him every morning with the customary kiss, and then their conversation usually runs along like this.
I'd love another sable coat, another Cadillac.
I hope I have a half sole on my shoe. I'm really broke and that's no joke. I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you.
Well, look at Mrs. Jones. She throws a party every night. Entertains 100, maybe 2.
Yeah, but Mr. Jones just owns and owns, while all I do is owe, putting up a front for you. The boys down at the office no longer call me clerk. They call me something else that sounds the same. My face has grown so long from all the parties that we gave that the barber had to charge me $1 for a shave.
Well, if it would interest you, I know a safe that you could crack.
Yeah, but the G-men will catch me if I do. Oh, well, I'd just be breaking rocks instead of my back, putting up a front for you. And that's what goes on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she starts in with,
I'd love a smart convertible, all done in tan and black.
I hope I have the rent when it comes due. Day by day, I'm getting gray, breaking my back, putting up a front for you.
Well, if you have liquid assets, you can easily get a loan. I heard that on the radio, I think.
Well, the only thing that I know of that's liquid in our home is that leaky water pipe below the sink. Now, you don't seem to realize that the wolf is at the door.
You mean that great big hungry wolf?
I don't mean your brother-in-law. The bills I have to pay each month are bigger than my wages.
Oh, I saw your checkbook yesterday. You have lots of empty pages.
When we're at those heavenly gates, if Mr. Jordan makes a crack about my looking older than you do, I'll say blame the wife, 'cause all my life I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. You think I'm kidding? Putting up a front for you.
That was Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing I'm Breaking My Back, Putting Up a Front for You from the opera of the same name. Say, Wonderful Smith, speaking of your girl a while ago, have you proposed to her yet?
Well, now, that's something that I don't know much about.
Well, maybe I could help you out. I'll try and show how different fellas try to win a girl and maybe get something from that. First, we have Deadeye and Beetle Puss. They're rough and tough and both in love with the same girl.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa!
That's sure some horse you got there, Deadeye.
Yeah, he's a little knock-kneed, though.
Is he really knock-kneed?
Yeah, before he can take a step, his right knee calls out signals. Say, Beetle Puss, you may as well go back home, because you ain't got a chance with pinball.
Oh, what makes you think I ain't got a chance with pinball?
Why? You're too bow-legged, that's why. She wants a man, not a pair of pliers.
Oh, Deadeye, I ain't so bow-legged.
Oh, no? Then what become of your horse?
A doggone slipped out from under me again. Say, Deadeye, don't you wear no spurs?
Nope, I don't need to wear spurs.
Why not?
Long toenails. Come on, Beetle Puss. We'll race to Pinball's house, huh?
Okay, let's race. Giddy up. Whoa, Alsep.
Hello, Beetle Puss. What kept you so long?
Gee, Deadeye, you sure got here quick.
Yeah, my horse will be along any minute now.
Where's Pinball?
Oh, look, here she comes down the stairs now.
That's what I get for washing my feet. Hello, Deadeye.
Hello, Pinball.
Hello, short, dark, and bow-legged.
Am I bow-legged, Deadeye?
I told you that while ago. Beetle Puss, you're so bow-legged when you run, you look like an egg beater.
How about a kiss, Pinball?
Okay.
Say, Pinball, I'm puckered up, too.
Yeah, you better stop eating that alum.
Say, Pinball, we come over here to see you on a mission. We both want to marry you.
Look, boys. Look, here comes my new butler.
Excuse me, ma'am. Must I serve the drinks now?
Say, you're new around here, ain't you, boy?
Yes, sir.
How do you like the West?
Don't like it, sir. I'm scared of them coyotes.
Oh, them coyotes wouldn't hurt nobody. You see my left hand?
No, I don't.
I was wrong about them coyotes, wasn't I?
Say, Wonderful, if you was me, which one of them critters would you marry?
Well, now, I don't think I would marry that Deadeye.
Let me in my guns!
Did he hit you, Wonderful? I said, did he hit you, Wonderful?
Well, I ain't always had three eyes.
Well, Pinball, now that butler's gone, which one of us guys you want to marry?
I've got a lot of money.
Marry me, Pinball. I'll stick him up and take that money away from him. I love you, gal. I love your dancing. Come on, let's see you dance the hula hula.
The hula hula? What's that?
It's like Jell-O, only faster.
I don't know what you're referring to, Deadeye, but I don't like it.
Well, now, that's too bad about you. She wants me because I'm a man. I got hair on my chest.
I had a hair on my chest once.
That settles it. I gotta have Pinball. Beetle Puss, reach for your shooting irons. The winner will get the gal. Now, I'll count three.
Of course, you're gonna be fair and square about this.
Why, sure, you know me, old honest Deadeye. You ready? One, two, three. I must be getting faster on the draw. I guess that's why they call me Honest Deadeye. Honest as a Jap.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to see his girl, but little does he know that she's going to try to hook him. And as the scene opens, it's a beautiful day, and Clem is walking down the road.
On my way to my girl's house. Gee, I feel good today. I don't want to walk without you, Haiti. Gee, it sure is a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, the flowers is blooming. It's a beautiful day. Too bad I bumped into that skunk back there. Well, here's DJ's house. I think she's home, too, because she sent her bustle out to get welded.
Why, hello, Clem.
Well, D.D.
Clem, what you doing in my garden?
Oh, I was picking you some flowers.
Clem, you look different today. What'd you do? Wash your face?
Yeah, I washed behind my ears, too.
You really washed behind your ears, Clem?
Yep, I did.
Oh, gosh, and them lima beans were coming along so nice, too. Gee, it's a beautiful day. Everything's in bloom.
Yeah, everything's in bloom. I can see your old man's nose from here.
Well, anyway, it sure is a pretty day. Don't it make you want to do things? Clem, don't it make you want to do things?
Yep. Sure does. Let's go down to the butcher store and tickle Pickle's pig feet.
No, I tell you, Clem, let's stop here at this little brook and let our feet dangle in the water.
Okay, I'll skim my shoe off.
Why, Clem, I never knew you had six toes.
You mean you ain't got six toes? Well, how do you keep your shoes on?
Say, Clem.
Yeah?
Why, What do you like best about me?
Your teeth?
My teeth?
Yeah, they're at a nice age. They're not strong enough for candy and not weak enough to fall out.
You know something, Clem?
What?
Ain't this nice weather for getting married?
No, wouldn't you like to know?
Clem, you know you want to marry me.
I do?
Why, sure, it's written all over your face.
Yeah, but it's in your handwriting.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Okay, here she comes. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about my bubble gum.
Come on, Clem, let's elope.
Elope? What's that?
Well, that's when after you come after me with a ladder.
What, with all these rocks laying around handy?
Clem, if you don't want me, there's somebody else.
Somebody else wants you?
That's right.
Who is it, Lockheed?
No, it's Lionel Barrymore.
You can't marry Lionel Barrymore. He's just asking you to marry him to avoid the draft. Sure, he did the same thing in 1812.
Well, why don't you propose to me, Clem?
Okay, Daisy June, will you be my teammate?
Teammate?
Sure. You don't think I'm going to pull that plow by myself, do you?
Ozzie Nelson and the orchestra playing "I Took My Girl for a Boat Ride, She Wouldn't Kiss Me, So I Paddled Her Back."
I put that in for the corn lovers.
As the victory parade moves on, we find a lady and her little boy. His aunt's boyfriend is on his way over to the house to propose, so let's see what happens. Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Here I am, outside here, trying to find something to occupy me with a hand.
Oh, why, Junior, what a nice surprise.
What you talking about, Murray?
Well, this rock garden. And you built it all by yourself?
No, I didn't build it. I stuck my tongue out at that tough little kid next door, and then...
And then what?
Rock garden.
Well, come on inside, and don't slam the door.
Okay. What was that about the door, Murray?
Never mind. Now, look, I want you to behave. Wow. Your Aunt Irene's boyfriend's coming over.
Oh, boy, a boyfriend. Where me piggy bank?
Junior, no panhandling. Listen, the this boy is going to propose to Aunt Irene.
Oh, we'll get
now, you
rid
go
of
into the bathroom and take a nice warm shower.
Okay, I will take a shower. I am going to take a shower. I am going to get cleaned up. Singing in the shower, singing in the shower. Hey, May.
What?
Give me some dry clothes, will ya?
Junior, you're supposed to take your clothes off when you take a shower.
Now she tells me.
You're a naughty boy, Junior.
Yes, I know I am. Oh, how I'd hate me if I were somebody else. But it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, when I was born, you shouldn't have had that witch doctor.
Well, go on, change your clothes and hurry up.
Okay,
your aunt's boyfriend will be here any minute now.
Oh, somebody at the door. Somebody at the door. If it's your truant officer, tell him we don't want any.
Junior, I'm busy. You go see who's at the door. Junior, where are you?
Here, Mommy, one for your life. I just put a firecracker in a goldfish bowl. That'll teach them to make faces at me.
Now, you go see who's at the door.
Okay, okay. We got company. We got company. Mm-hmm. Hello. Who sent you, Joe?
Hello there, my little man. How
hey,
are
what
you?
Are you, a man or a mouse?
Why, I'm Irene's boyfriend.
Oh, a wolf. Come in. Mummy, the tucker's here.
Hello, young man.
How do you do? A junior. Is this your mother?
That's what they tell me.
Yes, I'm Junior's mother.
Yeah.
Never would have known it. You're so young.
Isn't she, though? Yeah, my mummy does look young, doesn't he, mister?
She certainly does.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin used to tell her the same thing.
Benjamin Franklin has been dead for 120 years.
What a memory! What a memory!
Now, I'm not that old, am I, Junior?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to woodshed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bradley. Won't you come in? Irene isn't here yet. She walks home from work,
you know. She worked a long way from here. Mommy used to work in the same saloon with her, though.
I did not.
Oh, no. Hey, Queenie, two beers.
Yes, sir. Coming right up.
Sit.
Well, this is certainly... This is a wonderful place you have here. Where's your father?
Now, he's down in the cellar working in the laboratory.
Your father works pretty hard, doesn't
he? Yeah, but it's worth it. He's got them pictures of Lincoln and Washington down pretty good now.
You stop talking like that.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow head. You broke my widow head. Me widow ears are ringing.
Well, some sulfur and molasses will take care of that.
The all clear signal just sounded mine.
Won't you come into the parlor, young man?
Thank you very much.
Not you, Junior. You can't go into the parlor.
You let me go in the parlor, or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you go out every morning and swipe all the cream off of the bottles in the neighborhood.
Junior.
Not only that, you lick the stoppers, too. Aunt Irene's home. Aunt Irene's home. I'm going to put on the bite. I'm going to put the bite on her. Hey, Aunt Irene, your boyfriend is here.
Thanks, Junior. Do me a favor. Go to bed.
Yeah, I will. You give me a nickel.
Well, all I have is a quarter.
Well, how about opening up an account with me?
Here, take this.
Hey, that ain't a real quarter. That's a slug.
It is a real quarter.
Oh, yeah, I will bite it to make sure. Hey, look, I got a V for victory smile now.
Please be a good boy, Junior. Go to bed.
Okay, okay. I think I will sneak back into the living room, because that's right where they will be. Oh, look at that spot under the sofa. What a spot for a listening post. I wonder if that's big enough to crawl under. It looks big enough to crawl under. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will crawl under. Here I go. Oh, look what I found, my little red rubber ball. I'll take that over to the filling station. A penny a pound, you know. Maybe I can fill it up with lead. Oh, look, here's the rest of that sandwich I couldn't eat last week. Uh-oh, here they are. They're sitting down. I will listen to the conversation.
Well, here we are, dearest.
Yes, all alone.
Yes, all alone.
Yes, all alone. All by ourselves.
Yoo-hoo! Peeping Tom! What was that?
Oh, that's probably Junior upstairs.
Me upstairs. I got an idea now. I think I would like this mat and give him a hot foot.
Darling, there's something I've been wanting to tell you.
It's getting close.
Yes.
Won't be long.
What is it?
Well, every time I'm near you, I feel like saying,
ow! Get me out of here. Let me out of here.
Junior!
Gee whiz, isn't there ever any peace and quiet in this house?
He don't know me very well, does he?
Red, this has certainly been a great thrill, hasn't it?
You said it there, Truman. Imagine me being on the Victory Parade, the same program that brings you Lionel Barrymore.
You know, I'd like to talk to you a minute or two about your town. The town where your home is, where you're listening now. Now, it's changed a good deal in the last 4 or 5 months, hasn't it? Listen now. You don't hear as many cars rolling by as you used to. Your neighbors are saving rubber, of course. And maybe you think it's kind of a hardship. Things are different downtown, too. You find there are some things you can't buy anymore at any price. Perhaps, well, that's something of a bother to you. You know any number of people in your town who are doing without things that they want and they could buy in order to buy more and more war bonds. The town's going to change even more in this way. It won't be many days until just about every home in town will have in the window somewhere a 10% club sticker to show that the folks inside lend at least 10% of their income for war bonds. Now, surely all this is different from the old days, and maybe you think your town and its people are making quite a sacrifice. But just wait a minute now. Look at your wife there. Look at your children on the floor reading the funnies all over again. Put your finger on your own pulse. Feel the blood being there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And listen to the church bells calling the young folks to a Sunday evening service. Because I want you to hear what happened to another town. A town much like yours, as told by the Associated Press.
June 10th.
That was just last Wednesday, you know.
From German broadcast recorded in New York. All men in the Czechoslovak town of Lidice have been shot. The women sent to concentration camps. The children placed in educational institutions, and the town itself leveled to the ground. The Berlin radio said the name of the community was extinguished.
Did you hear that, mister? Did you hear what happened to one town in the United Nations? All women sent to concentration camps, all children to institutions, and all the men killed. And the town leveled to the ground. Now, that's the kind of enemy those people had. And that's the enemy, the same enemy that you have tonight. An enemy who dares to say the name of that town was extinguished.
Lidice!
Right. The name of that town cannot be extinguished. But it can be avenged.
Lidice!
It can be avenged by our fighting men. It can be avenged by our working men. It can be avenged by all of us working and saving and sacrificing together.
Lidice!
And if ever the Nazi beasts who killed those men and sent those women and children away and leveled that little town come to us saying, well, let's keep what we've stolen and we'll make peace with you, what'll you say?
No! Lidice!
Maybe the people of the United States will rebuild that little town someday. We can't bring back the dead, but we can put the churches back on the corner, and the children can laugh again in the corridors of the schools, and the young men and women can walk with arms around each other in the village square. And it can be a memorial through all the sweet and peaceful centuries ahead to your town, mister, and to your soul.
You have been listening to the Victory Parade, a cavalcade of the most popular programs on the NBC network, presented in cooperation with the United States government. These top radio shows that normally go off the air for the summer have enlisted with the United States government to give you one extra program at this same time each Sunday, so that we will have a radio rallying point during the days of war crisis ahead. The United States government wishes to thank the stars, writers, directors, and featured players who contributed to this second program in the Victory Parade. Also, the members of the American Federation of Radio Artists, the Hollywood Victory Committee, and all men behind the scenes in the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations. All have enlisted in a special task force, have dedicated their abilities and talents without remuneration to score one more blow for unity and victory. Next week, the Victory Parade brings you another great NBC show, Rudy Vallee with his guest stars, Charles Laughton, Groucho Marx, Joan Davis, Gloria Warren. That's next Sunday at this same time. This is Truman Bradley saying, join the 10% Club. Good night. The program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.